Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
26 minutes past seven, there's some sort of war being fought in our society at any time, and this is the war on plastic bags. Calls for levies on plastic bags, bans on plastic bags. They're banned in the ACT, aren't they?
Yep, you can't get one in Canberra. I know of a family who come up here regularly who stock up on plastic bags from the supermarket.
News today that the New South Wales and Queensland governments are considering a joint ban on plastic bags. So not a levy, it'd be a complete ban. So how would it go with shoppers and retailers if it was a ban on plastic bags altogether?
Can I say something very politically incorrect? I love plastic bags. I love them. They're so handy.
Let's go to Russell Zimmerman. He's from the Australian Retailers Association. Russell, are you with Gary? You love plastic bags?
Well, John, can I say to you that they are reused an incredible large amount, and they're used by people for within their bins. So you still have to get plastic bags to line your garbage bins in the kitchen. And so therefore you go out and buy a specific plastic bag to put it in. Now, generally when these bans come in, they're on this, I think they call them an HDPL plastic bag, and they're the ones that the supermarket particularly use. And I've got to say this, I think banning them is a backward step, but I think encourage people to use the woven type synthetic bags that the supermarkets sell. You know, they're about a dollar each. There's a lot of people who use them, but to actually ban them may actually add costs to consumers, and that's something that we don't want to see.
Well, it'd have a big impact on retailers, wouldn't it?
Well, it does, and can I say that I think people, generally speaking, are very aware of the environment in this day and age. I see people go into Bunnings, and you can't get a plastic bag in Bunnings generally without paying for it, and they'll reuse boxes. You often see people who will be buying something, they'll have a bag in their hand, and they'll just say to the sales assistant, look, just slip it in here, I've already got a plastic bag, so I don't need another. And I think it's far better to encourage people to treat the environment right. We certainly want to leave a good environment for our children and our grandchildren. It is much and much better to encourage people to think about the environment rather than just go out and ban plastic bags.
I always love this argument about let's ban plastic bags from supermarkets, and yet everyone still uses bin liners.
Yeah, and that's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't go out and buy them, and that's a huge cost to consumers if they currently use reuse their supermarket bags, and many of us do use them for our bin liners. Then you've actually got to go out and pay money to buy a bag to put it in your bin.
What's been the experience in the ACT where they've had them banned for a number of years?
Well, firstly, can I say that down in Tasmania, there was a place down in Tasmania, I'm trying to think of the name of it, and they were the first ones to ban it. And look, once you ban them, I guess it just simply flows on, and you're in a position that you've got to find alternatives. There have been a number of retailers around who have actually charged people for them. I think those kind of soft ways of slowing down the use of plastic bags are much better than actually banning them. I have to agree with you guys when you talk about bin liners. If you're going to have to go out and buy a special plastic bag to put it in your bin, then it is actually an added cost to the consumer, and that's pretty crazy.
All right, Russell.
Thank you for that. You make a lot of sense.
Russell Zimmerman, Australian Retailers Association. There's lots of protests outside Parliament. We had the bike riders complaining about having to wear helmets. You want to set up a protest in save the plastic bag?
It'd be easy to walk through Newtown on that day, wouldn't it? There'd be no one there.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.